From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A Southwest Florida group is making menstrual kits for women in Guatemala. Medical experts in the Central American country say women in rural areas there are sometimes isolated during their periods due to a lack of sanitary pads and tampons. They can sometimes be too expensive. Some women can also get sick from overusing the little supplies they have. And there's another problem. Some villages are said to have zero sex education. So women in Fort Myers will distribute handmade washable menstrual pads to women in rural areas of Guatemala as part of a larger sex education workshop initiative. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros will travel with the group to Guatemala in November. I'm here in studio with Jessica to talk about the trip. First of all, tell me more about this problem in Guatemala when it comes to a lack of sex education and menstrual pads and tampons. When it comes to women living there, how does that impact their day-to-day lives?
Medical experts tell me there is zero sex education in some rural parts of Guatemala. It's just not a part of the conversation there. Women in most of these areas don't even have underwear. So it's unlikely that they'll have pads or tampons to use during their menstrual cycle. They're too expensive for some women. They use rags instead to capture their flow, and they usually stay home for 3 to 5 days, or however long their periods last, because they're worried their traditional skirts, called cortes, will get stained in public. Kirsten Ostad is a physician and the head of women's health for Maya Health Alliance in Guatemala. She says not only are these women isolated, they're also getting sick from this rag practice. I spoke to her via Skype.
We do very frequently encounter women who, because they don't have enough rags to change it, have a lot of vaginal infections and vaginal irritation that causes a lot of distress and discomfort, that if they did have the resources to change a pad more regularly, they would prevent having those symptoms.
Ostad says there's a very big need for washable, reusable menstrual pads in rural Guatemala, like the ones being hand-sewn by women in Fort Myers.
So tell me more about this local effort through the GRACE Project to provide these menstrual kits to women in Guatemala. Who's making them and what's included in a menstrual kit?
Sure. So the GRACE Project is a group of local volunteers headed up by Janelle Grant. About 10 women meet a couple times a month in Fort Myers. They break out into different stations to create washable, reusable menstrual pads for women in the rural areas of Guatemala. And it's not just the washable cloth pads. Those are just part of a kit that includes things like soap to wash up and underwear so the women can have something to clip on these pads. The kit also contains a beaded bracelet to help women keep track of their periods and the days they're most fertile based on bead color.
Okay. How many kits will the folks you'll be traveling to Guatemala with in November be hoping to distribute?
Yeah, I'll be covering the exchange between the women of Fort Myers and the women of Guatemala during a 9-day trip out there. The GRACE Project plans to distribute 300 of these handmade kits. Janelle Grant just distributed 300 kits there in May. She says the women told her they've been wanting something like this. Here she is at her home in North Fort Myers hosting one of the menstrual kit meetups.
When I talked with a curandera, which is a healer or a medicine woman, she cried and she said she's been praying for something like this because every week women come to her with infections.
Is the creation and distribution of these menstrual kits a kind of a novel initiative, or is it modeled on any other ongoing efforts?
So the GRACE Project modeled its reusable pad design after one distributed in Guatemala by the international nonprofit Days for Girls.
And besides distributing the menstrual kits, is there a public health education aspect when it comes to the goals of this trip in November?
The two groups, GRACE Project and Days for Girls, are actually holding workshops to have an overall conversation about sex. Alba Barrientos of Days for Girls says people in the rural areas don't talk about sex and menstruation at all. Barrientos is in the middle of opening up an official center for the nonprofit in Guatemala. Over Skype, she told me she hears stories like this one all the time.
The parents bring one girl to the hospital, and they were telling the doctor that she was bleeding every month, and so they didn't know what's going on, and maybe she was sick. So they realized it was her period. So what happened is that since there is no education, the mothers will not know what the period is, so it will be a conversation that they will never have with their kids because they do not talk about that.
She says she also hopes men will take part in the conversation, too.
And once your group leaves Guatemala after 9 days, then what? Are there any plans for lasting impact or a way to make this effort self-sustaining?
So that Days for Girls Center in Guatemala that Alba Barrientos is hoping to open in a few weeks, one of the goals for that facility is to teach Guatemalan women how to make these reusable pads themselves.
So the purpose for us is just to be the main center and then be able to provide other small centers, little or small enterprises. So maybe there is two women working and they only have a sewing machine. So we can provide them already the fabrics cut out because they don't have the cutting machine. So we will provide them that. And so they can actually just finish the kit and just by themselves, they can go ahead and sell the kits.
She says she hopes to empower women by providing them with jobs and also creating these kits so women in Guatemala no longer have to be isolated or get sick during menstruation.
Well, Jessica Mazaros, thanks for telling us about this initiative. And of course, we'll look forward to hearing more about it when you return.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to learn and to tell these women's stories.
That was WGCU's Jessica Mazaros on a local effort by members of an organization called the Grace Project to make and distribute menstrual kits to women in Guatemala. She'll be traveling to Guatemala with the group in November to document and report on their efforts. This is WGCU News.